Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. I would like to encourage you that the Lord is on your side and He will give you victory. His purpose and His plan for your life cannot be canceled by anybody's opinion or treatment towards you. Let's believe that we win the battle no matter what because He is on our side. In the book of Micah, chapter 5, verse 9, the Bible says, "With your arms, the arms of God, raise in triumph over your foes. Your enemies will be no more." If you read the scripture, you find a story about a man named David. He became the king of Israel later on. You will learn that his father left him out in the shepherd field when Samuel came to anoint one of his sons to be the next king. And he also looked down on David as not as good enough. And also the father disrespected David as unworthy. Not really that. David's older brother was jealous of him. When David went to the battlefield, after Goliath showed up, his brother belittled him and tried to hold him back. David was not intimidating or a threat to him at all. David was so humble. David went to the battlefield to see what was going on and to encourage the soldier of King Saul to be courageous to fight the battle and believe that God was on their side. But his older brother looked down on him. Do you know that the devil can see the potential of David? And the same thing, the enemy can see the potentials and the callings in your life that you may not even see. The enemy knew David has seeds of greatness in him that came from the Lord. He knew that David was a giant killer. That's why he came against David so strongly in order to keep him from his destiny. And he worked in the heart of people around him to look down upon him. My brother and sister, there may be obstacles trying to stop you now. You wonder why it is happening. It is because there is greatness in you, the calling, the anointing in your life. And the enemy would not come against you if you were not a threat to him. The devil tried to tempt Jesus. He knew that Jesus was the Son of God and the Savior of the world. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, and throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. You see, the devil wants to stop the calling and the ministry of Jesus Christ by tempting him to sin against God. But Jesus quoted the scripture. He did not yield to the temptation. King David did the same thing. he did not yield to the temptation at that time. He went out to fight Goliath, the giant, and he won the battle. My brothers and sisters, no matter what other people talk about you, put you down, look down on you, and did not see your importance or your calling, you keep your eyes on the Lord, and you keep going, running the race, and obey Him, and serve Him, and worship Him only. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 say, I know what I am doing. I have it all planned out, plans to take care of you, not abandon you, plans to give you the future you hope for. You see, God has a plan for your life. God has the calling, the anointing, bright future, the great things for you in the future. Therefore, don't be affected by what the devil tried to do. Don't yield to the temptation. Don't sin against God. And what other people say, it doesn't matter, because God has the final say. And you depend on His strength. You depend on His calling and His anointing. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 say, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. You see, we look up to God. We don't depend on man. We say, God, you give me strength and you shall use me and I will get to my destiny. What other people say will not stop you from following the plan of God. And you will win. You will have victory because God is with you. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 say, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. God loves you so much. God has the best plan for your life. God is for you. God is fighting against the enemy for you. You just keep your eyes on the Lord and keep responding to the calling of God in your life. You keep going higher and higher in your life, and the Lord will give you final victory. You have the calling. Some of you may be called to be worship leader. Some of you may be called to be the evangelist or the children program minister or pastor, or you are called to support your pastor. Don't let other people stop you. You keep running the race until you get to the finish line, and you fight the good fight of faith by using the Word of God, by depending on the strength of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Determine not to stop yourself from serving the Lord and running the race. 1 Timothy 6:12 say, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Please do your part and stay in faith. In this fight for your future, it is not just up to you. God is fighting for you as well, and you will win, and you will run the race to the finish line. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for every time you have helped us and refused to let the enemy triumph over us, Lord. You help us every time, and we have victory. Thank you that when the enemy comes against us, you are fighting for us. And we believe that our future is safely in your hands and that the difficulties are about to give way to breakthroughs. And we believe we all gonna get to the finish line and we will really finish our race with joy. We thank you, Father. May you, Lord, help my brothers and sisters who listen to this teaching to know their calling clearly. And they will run the race to the end, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May the Lord give you victory and you will keep running the race, keep serving the Lord. Don't quit. Don't allow anybody to stop you from going forward to the perfect plan of God. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for spending time with me. Amen.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.